Lesson 4. Essential Points of the Gospel. The following points are essentials of the Gospel. It is possible for a person to be converted without fully understanding them. However, denial of any of these points takes away the foundation of the Gospel. A person or organization that denies any of these essentials will tend to develop another Gospel, trusting a false means of salvation. When you share the gospel with someone, certain points will be especially important because of errors that he believes already. For example, if he believes that salvation is only through a certain organization, he will believe that the organization's membership requirements are necessary for salvation. He needs to know that a person individually receives forgiveness and comes into direct relationship with God. The first point. God created man and woman in his own image so that he could have relationship with them. Genesis 1, 27, Acts 17, 24-28. This truth shows the purpose of our existence and the goal of salvation. This truth is contradicted by religions that do not believe in a God with personality. This truth shows the real problem with the world. People are not in relationship with God. Second point. The first people sinned and became separated from God. Genesis 3, 3-6. This shows the origin of sin and the real reason for the world's condition. The world is a place of suffering and sorrow because of sin. There is still joy and purpose because of God's design, but the world is not like God planned it to be. Third point. Each person is born separated from God and disobedient to Him. Romans 3, 10 and 23. Each person is guilty of willful sin against God. There is not a person who has always done what is right. Fourth point. Every sinner who does not find mercy will be judged by God and be condemned to eternal punishment. Hebrews 9, 27, Romans 14, 12, Revelation 20, 12. This shows the seriousness and urgency of the unbeliever's need for salvation. Fifth point. A person cannot do anything to pay for the sins he has committed against God. Romans 3, 20, Ephesians 2, 4-9. Good works and gifts cannot pay for sin, because sin is against an infinite God, and everything already belongs to Him. Sixth point. There must be a basis for forgiveness, because sin is serious and God is just. Romans 3, 25-26. God desires to forgive, but if He forgave without a basis, sin would seem trivial and God would seem unjust. Seventh point. Jesus, the Son of God, lived a sinless life and died as a sacrifice so that our sins can be forgiven. John 3, 16. Romans 5, 8-9. Because Jesus is the Son of God, His sacrifice has infinite value and provides a basis for forgiveness of anyone in the world. If He were just a man, His sacrifice would have limited value. The blood of Jesus represents His life given for us. Without His blood there would be no salvation, Hebrews 9, 22. If He were not God, He could not completely save us, and we would be looking, without hope, for another way of salvation. Eighth point. Jesus rose physically from the dead, proving His identity as the Son of God and demonstrating His power to give eternal life. John 20, 24-28, Revelation 1, 18. Cults that deny the resurrection of Jesus usually also deny His deity and the sufficiency of His sacrifice for salvation. Then they invent another means of salvation. Ninth point. The sacrifice of Jesus is sufficient for the forgiveness of all sin. 1 John 1, 9, 1 John 2, 2. If a person denies this truth, he will believe a gospel of works. Many religions believe a message of how a person can partially earn his salvation. This puts people under the control of a religious organization that tells them what to do to be saved. Tenth point. God forgives every person who admits he is a sinner, repents of his sin, and believes God's promise to forgive. Mark 1:15, 1 John 1:9. No human organization has the right to add to the requirements for salvation or to offer a different means of salvation. 11th point. Repentance means that a person is sorry for his sins and willing to quit his sins. Isaiah 55:7, Ezekiel 18:30, Ezekiel 33:9-16, Matthew 3:8. Repentance does not mean that a person must make his life perfect before God will accept him. Only God can deliver the sinner from the power of his sins. Repentance means that a person is sorry enough for his sins that he is ready to quit his sins. If a person is not willing to quit his sins, he cannot be forgiven. If a person is still living in willful sin, he has not repented. 12th point. A repentant, believing sinner receives forgiveness when he prays to God and asks God to forgive him. Romans 10:13, Acts 2:21. Every person has access to God's mercy because of Jesus. No institution or human agent is necessary for a person to receive God's forgiveness. A person receives it individually and begins a direct relationship with God.